Langhorne Slim and the War Eagles are touring, performing songs from their new album. And critics, well, at least one, are proclaiming soul, fire, warmth, and we'll add energy, passion, and fun. Langhorne Slim joins us from Nashville with band members Paul DeFiglia on the stand-up bass and Malachi DiLorenzo on drums. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
So that was a song called The Rebel Side of Heaven from your new album called Langhorne Slim and the War Eagles. What's The Rebel Side of Heaven?
Well, I was spending some time with a friend a few years ago, and she had a very dear friend who wasn't doing so well in his life, and he was drinking quite a bit, and we were hanging out with him one night, and he said, "Guys, you know, things are just going terribly, and I think I'm just going to, when I go, I'm going to hell." And this girl turned to him and said, "You're not going to hell. You're going to the rebel side of heaven."
Great thought. So what happened to him?
He died and went straight to hell. No, I thought that this friend and I were going to be spending more time with each other, but as it turned out, she and I, you know, stopped spending time, and as a result, her friend and I, we didn't keep up with each other.
So you didn't get a friend out of it, but you got a song out of it. That's a fair trade-off, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
Your parents named you Sean Skolnick. How'd you become Langhorne Slim?
Langhorne is a town in Pennsylvania that I'm from, and I was patiently waiting for somebody to give me a nickname that I thought, you know, suited me. To be honest with you, the truth of it is that when I was young, I really wanted to be a black blues singer, and it's taken me up to 27 to realize that that's not gonna happen for me. And I just thought it sounded cool and sort of fit in the tradition of a lot of the music that I was listening to at the time.
And why did you want to be a black blues singer?
I think deep down we all probably do, but I could be wrong about that. It's music that I fell very deeply in love with. I just thought it was, you know, some of the most raw, passionate, heartfelt music.
So you guys have your instruments with you in Nashville there, right?
We do indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you play us your song about how we love the animals?
You got it.
Children are saying, "What good friends we have. We love the animals. The fish are in the ocean, the birds are in the sky. We're singing and we're dancing. Oh, ain't it great to be alive with all the good friends we have. We love the animals. Life is crazy, it's a zoo, and we love the animals. The monkeys are happy, the zebras are playing, giraffes are laughing, and all the children are saying, what good friends we have. We love the animals. The fish are in the ocean, the birds are in the sky, we're singing and we're dancing, oh, ain't it great to be alive with all the good friends we have. We love the animals. We love the animals. We love the animals. We love the animals. We love the animals.
We love the animals, performed by Langhorne Slim and the War Eagles. You also have animals on the cover art of the album. What's that all about? It's kind of a leopard pattern, right?
To my mother's dismay, the cover art is taken from pillows and chairs that her and my father picked out when they bought their house sometime in the 70s. So my mother has seen that a whole lot, and I have a feeling actually my father might have picked it out, and so she's not so thrilled that it's on the cover. But
so it's the actual pattern?
Yeah, it's just a photograph of the pillow.
I would think you guys sort of thought you had it made when you were picked up by V2 Records, which also had the White Stripes and the Dave Matthews Band, but then the label closed. What happened, and what kind of effect does that have on your morale and your career?
I think what you learn is you got to have, belief in what you're doing, and so none of that sort of stuff. The ups don't get you too up, the downs don't get you too down, and you just continue to do what you're doing because you love to do it.
You know, I just wonder about whether the music business right now is, it just seems like it's in such flux that you just never know whether your record label is going to be around. But you can self-record and sell your stuff on the internet.
And what is a constant and what will never go away and what you can know is that there's always going to be people out there that want to come to shows. And that's something that, you know, the record business isn't going to affect one way or the other, I don't think. So for us, you know, we take some comfort in knowing that, you know, we keep plugging away on the road and building more and more people coming out. And the other stuff will take care of itself, I hope.
How about another song?
You got it. The song's called Diamonds and Gold.
All the diamonds, you can have all the gold. Someday you're still gonna get old. You've gotta learn to get happy along the way. Take some chances, allow yourself to get lost. You're beautiful, baby, you're the boss. You've gotta learn to get happy along the way. No foe to follow, only stones left unturned. You must play with fire in order to get burned. You can have all the diamonds, all the gold. Someday we're all gonna wind up very, 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 very old. It's time we get happy along the way. Get your hat, get your coat, baby. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Take my hand, let's get happy along the way.
That's Langhorn Slim and the War Eagles with a song called Diamonds and Gold. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen to Langhorn Slim perform his new songs and discover more new music at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. Dr. Simon returns next week. I'm John Idstein.